This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Later, Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald, and we now welcome the Democratic primary winner for mayor of the city of Pittsburgh, Corey O'Connor. Corey, congratulations. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Corey, first of all, congratulations. And it is an amazing thing to watch over the last couple of weeks. Every time I turned around in a certain neighborhood, there was Corey O'Connor with Katie and the kids, just working neighborhood after neighborhood. And as you know, first things come first. So while we wanted to get you on earlier, you got to take care of the kids first. And dad duties come first. Congratulations.
Exactly. Thank you so much for all you've done over the years. And we go back to Little League Baseball. And as you know, yeah, dad duty, I got him up this morning. We are standing on a street corner in Squirrel Hill with thank you signs. So, yeah, no, thank you for accommodating our time today.
And Corey, your father, the late mayor, who was well-loved here, now you're going to be generational mayors, but one of the things he did 20 years ago, as Rich pointed out, almost to the day, was hold up that thanks sign.
Yeah, no, this is something he did, actually, first time he won city council was November, and he went in the basement, wrote a sign, and stood on the corner. So we have hand-drawn out signs, and standing here, we still have an election to go in the fall, and we're not going to take it lightly. We're going to work hard every day. But yeah, my sister's here, my wife Katie, and the two kids. So it's a family tradition at this point. Hey, how are you guys? Nice to see you. What's new in the neighborhood?
It's always been a family tradition, Corey, and your dad was such a mentor to me, and I know he was obviously a mentor to you, and I know it's got to be very emotional for you to be thinking about. You know, your mom, Judy, and your dad, you know, being so much involved in the community. I know they're looking down, smiling, you know, watching you and Father Terry and your sister Heidi, you know, the family there last night, you know, really brings it full circle. And, you know, you're going to be leading this city in a critical time in which, you know, those of us or a certain generation want to see your generation now taking over and moving this city in a place where, as you said, we want that to be our first place where families want to live.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. And yeah, the whole family it was a great night. You know, I wish my brother, who's the priest, could have held off the rain this morning, but obviously that didn't work. but I think overall, yeah, it's a great conversation about growing our city, you know, providing opportunities in each and every neighborhood. But as you just said, our message from day one was making this a family-first approach and having more and more families live in Pittsburgh, have more and more families want to come to Pittsburgh. And as you know, it's not just the city, you know, it's the region. And collectively with the county, I think we have a great opportunity to rebuild and get us back on the right track.
We're with Corey O'Connor on the Big K Morning Show. That said, Corey, the ramp-up time that you'll have to prepare – assuming, of course, you're successful in the fall, and history would suggest that's the case. You're also going to be coming in.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming.
In 2026, with the NFL draft coming, it's going to be one of the biggest showcase opportunities in this city's history.
It is, and it's prime time, but we have to be ready to sell a new Pittsburgh, a Pittsburgh of growth and opportunity, a Pittsburgh, you know, that welcomes people here. You know, we can't tell the same story we did for the last 20 years. So for us, it's about rebuilding, but also talking about how there's more opportunities for people to move to Pittsburgh and what Pittsburgh can provide not only to our residents here to help them grow, but why everybody should look at Pittsburgh. And the draft's going to put us on the map, but we have to be prepared to sell the city that week.
And I think people may or may not know, you know, Corey's a big, big sports guy. He mentioned Little League, Squirrel Hill Little League, and he was a champion coach for WPIL golf at Central Catholic. And I don't think any of us will ever forget when you know, Bob O'Connor tragically passed away, and the Steelers had a game the day of the funeral. And it was a young man by the name of Corey O'Connor who led the out onto the field waving the terrible towel in that day, early September of 2006. So things come full circle, Corey, and you've got quite a legacy to live up to. And I know you're ready to hit the ground running. And I think a lot of people are excited at where you're going to take this this city.
Yeah, no, thank you. And yeah, so it does come full circle. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And I think we're seeing a lot of energy. Obviously, we're on the streets today, and we'll be at a senior center this afternoon, and I just think it's building off that energy to get Pittsburghers to start believing in ourselves again, that we are a great city, and we can grow, and we can grow fast.
Corey, appreciate the time this morning. Again, congratulations.
Right, no, thank you, guys.
To you and the family, and I'm sure we'll be talking down the road. Enjoy this moment, though.
Congratulations, right, Corey.
Thanks,
enjoy.
Guys. Thanks, Rich.
Take care.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Corey O'Connor, you know, knowing him, Rich, since he was a little boy, you used to sit with his dad and he'd be sitting there. It's a moment for you too, generationally. And I know Corey well enough. I can hear genuine relief and enthusiasm in his voice and excitement that he should have after a tough race.
He learned public service from his dad and his mom and along those lines. And I do remember sitting there before I ever ran for office at the Coffee Tree Roasters on Forbes Avenue in Squirrel Hill. And Bob would be given great advice. And there was, you know, young Corey sitting there, probably soaking it all in, you know, as he watched people, you know, the older people talk. And Bob was, a people person. I don't think anybody could ever say, you know, Bob just didn't care about people, because he was. As a businessman and then as a councilman and then as mayor, he was a people person. And I think that's what Corey's going to be as well, a people first and neighborhood first type of mayor.
Bob O'Connor, at one point, ran some restaurants, or Roy Rogers in Oakland, and you're a half person from everybody.
Did he have a famous employee that might have worked for him?
Wasn't famous. Her brother was famous, but she worked. My wife's from South Oakland, used to dress up in a cowgirl outfit and go to work for Bob O'Connor. I actually met Bob O'Connor, and he said, your wife used to work for her. I actually found that out from him, not my wife.
Is that right?
Yeah, so a new day coming in the city of Pittsburgh. And that said, what would your advice be to him? What will your advice be to Corey?
Well, I think what a lot of people are looking for is to make sure that their basic quality of life is taken care of. Public safety, development in the city. We have a housing issue. I don't know whether you would call it a crisis, but certainly a housing shortage, affordable housing shortage. We need to build more housing in the city and throughout the region. We need to do it. Obviously, having relationships with the business community, with a labor community, with our nonprofits. I think UPMC certainly needs to be brought to the table at this point, and I think there could be a relationship with the largest employer in this region that could be helpful. And really, to have these positive relationships at government at all level, including the federal government, which kind of became an issue in this campaign. But having a relationship with people like, say, Senator McCormick, Congresswoman Lee, Congressman DeLuzio, and even the Trump administration to be able to get some of the resources that we need. And obviously the state with Governor Shapiro and Lieutenant Governor Davis will be important as well. And Senator Costa, these relationships really matter when it comes down to providing the basic services that our residents require and, quite frankly, demand.
I really appreciate overtime, certainly well worth it, able to catch up with Corey O'Connor. He's kind of the man of the hour, so thanks for reaching out. And that said, final thoughts, Rich, what's next? I mean, you're coming into the Memorial weekend. I know that I talked to Rocky Blair Monday, and this is a very meaningful weekend for a lot of veterans and families because of people they have lost.
It really is. And one of the things that this region does, I think, very, very well is in neighborhood after neighborhood and community after community, we honor and thank those who have, you know, paid the ultimate price. And that's really what Memorial Day is about. I mean, obviously, it's the beginning of the summer season and cookouts and family get together, all those kind of great things that we all enjoy. But I know as my time as county executive, going around to all these communities and, you know, watching people as they're waving their flags and listening to the speeches and some of the memories and thanking our veterans and the monuments that we have. And I'm sure that's what I've done that many years with Corey O'Connor as the councilman in Greenfield and Hazelwood and over in Lincoln Place. And I'm sure he'll be doing that this weekend as well.
By the way, June 6th, which is D-Day at Stage AE, 3 to 6, there's a special event, Rocky Blair's Roll Call, honoring our centenarian veterans. Many of these I've met 100 years old, 101, 103. There'll be about 15 of them gathered at this. The Army is sending their band, the Army Field Band. There'll be many military dignitaries and otherwise there, and a chance just to thank that generation, but not only theirs, all our veterans, as we also get ready to celebrate the Army's 250th. So that is D-Day, June 6th. That's a Friday at Stage AE, and we hope you can join us. Rich, thank you.
Thank you, Larry, and let's move forward.
You got to rest your voice now.
I do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.